So today is the 3rd of March, 2024. Speaker is Forrest Cottrell. The topic is for goodness sake or for his name's sake. And the purpose is, you know, what does this phrase really mean? And what do you mean for their sake? And the question that I wanted answered is that so often, especially in the business world or in this culture today, people will say things like, oh, for Christ's sake. And it's almost a negative, or it sounds derogatory in some way, shape, or form. Or someone would say, oh, for goodness sake, I can't believe you spilt the milk. And so it seems as though that it's a negative. So is this just a cultural saying? Is this a figure of speech? What can we glean from this by rightly dividing? And so I was prompted to do this study because of Psalm 25, verses 6 and 7, where it says, remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness. For they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake. And so I want to take a look and look at two words here, especially. The first one is goodness. It is the Greek, or excuse me, the Hebrew word tob, T-O-O-B, it's pronounced tube. It's actually spelled tub, T-U-B. And it means good or goodness. It means gladness. It means joy. So it was for the joy of the Lord to forgive sins. And one verse we're very familiar with is Psalms 23. I'm going to read verses 3 and verse 6. It says, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And this is the word sake there is a different Hebrew word, obviously. But the Hebrew word for goodness is in verse 6. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we have the a little different form of the same Greek Hebrew basis. It is an adjective in this case. It means good or goodness, kindness, prosperity, welfare, a lot of different words, pleasure, joy. And so surely goodness, this goodness is similar to the goodness that we saw for goodness sake, as the case was. Let's continue in Psalms 33, verses 4 and 5. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So not goodness sake, but the goodness of the Lord. And this is a different Hebrew word. It is the word chesed, and it means a good deed or a kindness. And so it's a little different meaning for us. It also is tied closely to mercy or being merciful. And while staying in Psalms here, we're going to go to 107, verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Now, why would you do that? Why would you praise the Lord? Why would you proclaim him to the children of men? So hold that thought. We'll get to that answer. Psalm 65, verse 4, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causeth to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even thy holy temple. And so the word goodness here is the same word we looked at before, but it has to do with the welfare, the things going well, and again, you see that there is joy because of the temple. So let's switch over to Isaiah, verse 63, verse 7. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercy and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. And so we see this same word for goodness that's used. But it's interesting that loving kindness is tied into this, and it is the same word that we saw that was translated goodness back in Psalms 33. So they're somewhat interchangeable. And he says, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord. Why is he mentioning it? Because he's proclaiming the power and authority of the Lord. Let's take a look at the New Testament now for the same word goodness. Romans 2, verse 4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? So we see that because God has been so good to us, it's the word Christos, and it has to do with goodness, gracious, kindness, the word is used twice there. The riches of his goodness is the Greek word 5544, and the second time it's used is 5543. Both have to do with grace, with kindness, with a usefulness, if you will. And so the fact that they're proclaiming this richness of this joy and the character of God, which is his goodness. 2 Thessalonians 1:11, wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness. Different Greek word, it's the Greek numbers 19, G19, but he goes on to say, of his goodness and the work of faith with power. And so there's good pleasure, goodness, and it has to do with his power. Ephesians 5, 8 to 10 uses the same Greek word. It says, for ye are sometimes darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Walk as children as light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And so this word here has to do with the virtue of goodness. It's agathosune. It is this goodness that is a attribute of God, of the Lord. So, now let's look at the actual phrase for his name's sake. So we're going to be looking at not goodness in this case, but actually the word sake, and see the frequency of it being used. Starting in the Old Testament, Genesis 3, verses 17 through 19. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, this is the Lord talking to Adam and Eve in the garden after they have sinned, they have eaten from the tree of life. It says, because you hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was you taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. The word is abur and it has to do with on account of. So, cursed is the ground for thy sake, cursed is the ground on account of what you did. And or because of. So because of what you did, this is what you have. And so it brings a little different meaning now when you think of for this name's sake, it's for his name on account of his name. Genesis 18, verses 26 through 29. And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. This is Abraham arguing, if you will, or negotiating, if you will, with the Lord. I don't know that any of us have ever done that before. But Lord, if you just do this for me, then I'll do that. And so he's negotiating here. And it's somewhat tedious because he starts off with 50, and he goes on, verse 27. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack five of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for the lack of five? And he said, if I find 40 and five, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for the 40's sake. And this is the same Greek Hebrew word used twice now that we saw previous in Genesis, and it has to do with on account of. Because of those 40 righteous people, I will not destroy the city. Well, as you know, he gets them all the way down to 10, and he stops. And how many people came out of that city? Lot, two daughters, and his wife. The others did not. In Exodus 18, verses 7 through 10, it says, and Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare. And they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, blessed be the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Different Greek word, it's actually repeated twice. It's odath, and it has to do with an occasion, or on account of, again, for the cause of, but it's frequently translated sake. And so for Israel's sake would be because of Israel, or on account of Israel, or for the occasion. And what's the occasion? The occasion in this case is Jethro praising the Lord for what he did to Pharaoh and his army. It was on account of, or because of, but it brought renown to the Lord's name. The number of times that you read about what happened and how Israel came out of Egypt, the number of times that this is repeated over and over and over in the Old Testament, because the Lord brought them out of Egypt, because of what he did for them. And we see that it was for his name's sake, for his renown. Numbers 25, 10 and 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. The word jealousy here, by the way, is also translated sake. It is the word kana, and it means envy, jealousy, or zeal. It was for, while he was zealous for my sake. And what was the context of this? Phinehas had taken a javelin and pierced a man and woman, And it was because the Lord had said, there's sin in the camp. And when they discovered it, Phinehas in his zeal got rid of the sin by getting rid of the people. 1 Samuel 12, 22 through 24. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and right way. Only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. So, his great name's sake, it's the same Hebrew word, 5668, but it pleased the Lord to make his people to follow his way, and so he considered, we are to consider how great the Lord is because of what he's done. In 2 Samuel 7, 20 through 23, and what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things, to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard from our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, note that, to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for thy land before thy people, which thou hast redeemed, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. So, it was again that people would recognize the power of the Lord. And because he spoke the words, and those words came true, we know that he is faithful. And what he did was great, and therefore great is the name of the Lord. 2 Kings 19, 32 to 34. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. Hebrew word is mahan. Different word. It does mean purpose, for my purpose. It means on account of, because of, or to the end of, and translated sake multiple times. But the context of this is Hezekiah, who is being assaulted by the Assyrians, who have come to Jerusalem to conquer it. And the Lord says, no, for mine own sake, because of who I am and my name, they shall not enter. And it's so that his name would be revered by all the nations. Go back to Psalm 6, verse 4. Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. So that people would know that God is not just good, but he's merciful. And we've already looked at Psalms 23:3, he restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He led David so that his name would be exalted. The word in the Hebrew here for sake, for his name, and this is the first time this phrase is used, for his name's sake. The word name is the word shame, actually, pronounced shame. It's S-H-E-M, Shem. But it has to do with the name, the report of, the fame, the renown, and so it's for the renown of his name. Psalms 31, verse 3. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. We have the Hebrew word here is the same as in Psalm 23, forsake. And we have the same Hebrew word, shame, for his name's sake. Psalm 79, verses 6 through 9. Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and unto the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. The glory of his name would be to their salvation. Others would know of who he was because of their salvation. Psalms 106, 7 and 8. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercy, but provoked him at the sea, even in the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make known, that he might make his mighty power to be known. So, for his name's sake is the renown of his name. It is for that glory for people to know how great, merciful, kind, and good God is. Psalm 109, 20 through 22, let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. So he is saying, reward the adversary for their iniquities or their fact that they are attacking for thy name's sake. Last one in Psalms 115, 1 through 3. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? For our God is in the heaven. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased, for thy name's sake. So glory and mercy and truth are tied to his name. Isaiah 42:21. And look at another new word. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. The word sake here is the same Hebrew word, but the word righteousness here has to do with the equity, the moral right, the legal right. Righteousness, as we said, or cause. So, for the righteous cause, think of it that way, that it is honorable and it magnifies the law. Isaiah 43, verses 11 through 15, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and their Chaldeans, whose cry is in their ships, I am the Lord, the Holy One, the Creator Israel, our King. So he's basically saying that I am the Holy One. It is for my name, but for your sake, for your benefit in this case. Isaiah 43:25, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Okay, halfway through. Ezekiel 36:22-23. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned. I do it not for, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which we have, ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. This has to do with his name being glorified, or for great renown as to how great he is, that the heathen would see it. They've seen the acts of Israel, which were sinful. But now the Lord says, but for my sake, for my name's sake, I will glorify my name through you. Not because of you, but because of my name's sake. Daniel 9:19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Deter not for thine own sake. O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Because Israel and the one true God is the only God, and Israel was his people, it was for his name's sake that they were called, so that others would know who he was. Let's jump into the New Testament. And we're going to see some things different here in the New Testament, because from time to time, the word sake is not there. From time to time, the sake is there, but in time to time, you'll see that it is not. So we start in Matthew 5:11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. For my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So, Christ is telling the disciples, look, as you go out, you're going to be reviled, you're going to be persecuted, and you're going to be persecuted because of my, on account of who I am and who you represent. And so, it is the Greek word henneken. So it's the same word three times used, on account of, because of, by reason of, and it's by reason of who Christ represented himself as. In Matthew 10:22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Enduring to the end. Ron talked about that. Don't be weary. And he's telling them, look, this is not going to be a rosy opportunity for you, because you're going to be persecuted just as the prophets were. And you're going to be hated because of who you represent, because you represent me. Now, think about that for a minute, and I'm going to take you to a business analogy. An individual, we'll call him a salesperson, goes into one of their clients and they represent the company that manufactured the products. The disciples were representatives we call them disciples, of Christ. If we represent a company, that company has a reputation. Earlier, Ron talked about a stigma. Well, stigma is a negative, but a reputation can be good or bad. It could be a stigma. It can also be a very positive reputation. There is a publication that publishes the top 25 companies rated by their employees and others, their clients, as to their reputation because their products are good. Right now, you've got negative stigma out there because of Pfizer, who made the COVID vaccine, and now there's data coming out, research coming out, saying they never tested this. And as a result, they're now finding all kinds of side effects from individuals. So there's now a stigma. Their reputation has been soiled, and they're trying to change that. And the word in Matthew that we just read is the word sake is not there. It's his name, for my name. So the translators thought that it was implied that it was for his name's sake. The reality is it's based on his name, which is his authority, his character. And that's what's being mentioned here. It's for my name you will be hated. In Romans 8, 25 through 27, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. It's his name's sake. And the Greek word is the same one we read earlier. It has to do with on account of. In fact, it actually says we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. So for thy sake, on account of you, on account of Christ. In John 2:12, it says, I write unto you because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. The Greek word here is the word sake is not here again, but his name's sake is the same Greek word. It's 3686, and it has to do with, again, his authority. They're forgiven because of Christ's character, which was sinless. It's for him being sinless and dying for us who were sinful that our sins are forgiven. In 3 John 1, verses 7 and 8, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Again, this is, the word sake is not there. It is for his reputation, for his authority, for his name, for his character that they went forth. Two more verses. Always good to end in the prison epistles. Let's take a look at Philippians 1:29. It says, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. And for his sake is not there. It is but to suffer. And it is implied back to on behalf of Christ. Okay? Unto you is given in the behalf of Christ to suffer because of and because of character and name. And we'll finish in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Here the word sake is used. We have Christ's name, and the word sake is the Greek word 1722. It is the word en, E-N, and it has to do with giving self wholly to, or because of, or through. So we forgive others because we've been forgiven. Because Christ's death and resurrection gave us forgiveness, we can forgive others. And so as we think of this term, this phrase, either for Christ's sake or for his name's sake, it is not for something that's derogatory. It is not something that is condemning, if you will, and a negative. It is to glorify the name. It is on the authority, on the character of the name, on the renown of the name. And the renown of his name has to do with goodness, mercy, loving kindness, etc., forgiveness. And so when we think of this term, for Christ's sake, it is truly a positive, and we need to demonstrate what he demonstrated to us. And for his sake, for his name's sake, we need to walk worthy. We need to show mercy, forgiveness, kindness, etc. to others. And so that's what this phrase really means. And with that, let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you give us your word and that you will open our eyes, enlighten us, that we might see things that we read over time after time, but at the right time, you, for your name's sake, show us what it is that you want us to learn and to know. We thank you for that. We praise you for the safety, and we praise you for our health. We know that there are others who are not as healthy and have not been safe. Lord, we are thankful and we are blessed that you have favored us. We pray this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.